Washington these days feels a little like Moscow in Soviet times, when the government routinely dispensed information to the public, and the public routinely didn't believe it.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The two main newspapers were the Communist Party organ Pravda, Truth, and the Soviet government organ Izvestia, News. People used to say, there is no Izvestia in Pravda and no Pravda in Izvestia. For 3 years, our leaders told us that Iraq for sure had weapons of mass destruction. Well, pretty sure. Well, probably. 1 war later, after scouring the countryside, the government admits that there weren't any such weapons. If President Bush were to go on television one of these days and say that Iran has developed a nuclear bomb requiring American action, who would believe him? On a less momentous scale, who can believe television news reports when they may turn out to be government-financed videos? Any of you ever seen the report on the drug benefits of the Bush Medicare Act that ran on 40 local stations, complete with the out-cue, as we call it? In Washington, I'm Karen Ryan reporting. The Department of Health and Human Services paid her to play that role. Or did you see the report on the anti-drug campaign produced by the Office of National Drug Control Policy, narrated by non-journalist Mike Morris? Or, more recently, the television and newspaper comments of Armstrong Williams, praising the Bush No Child Left Behind Education Act, bought with $240,000 of Education Department money. Education Secretary Rod Page says he is ordering an investigation of perceptions and allegations of ethical lapses. Appropriations bills often contain a prohibition on the use of taxpayer money for government propaganda. That has certainly been violated many, many times. Would it be too much to require that these pseudo-news reports at least reveal the source of their funding? If people knew it came from the government, they might not believe it. How did we get to this point? This is Daniel Shore.